see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to Watchmen for Jesus program tonight, Bible study. Welcome back. My name is Thomas Gamble, for those just joining me. And it's on this afternoon. It's a special weekend, of course, but I think you might be interested, those that maybe hadn't heard. Of course, I imagine you probably did from looking at the attendees, I guess. About Easter and about armed revolution in America. I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand in a way. Something's coming, and it's not like the first time that this had been planned, and probably the seventh time, actually. Six times you count going back to the 19th century and 20th century. I mean, it's really mind-boggling. Do we all know the history? No, I don't. This darn thing is so complex and complicated. After a while, you start studying this conspiracy, and it boggles your mind. You say, oh, that's too much. I quit. And people quit. And I can't blame them either. And because it's real. You know, it really is. And you'll just send people in a tailspin sometimes. And actually, they go through six stages. The third and fourth stage is a period of time that they realize it's real, and it's like, oh, my gosh. Can this be happening in America? And that's the first stage. The second stage is you get denial. And anyway, about the fourth stage, it's like you feel helpless. If you got Jesus Christ, I mean, you know, you just keep going. You know, you start getting energized. But if you don't, a lot of people leave at about the fourth step. They realize how massive it is, but understand they've lost. They want you to think that they haven't, and they have. you know, but it's not a matter of chasing the Illuminati out. It's not going to happen. Jesus will do it. Mankind ain't going to do it. Now, they're going to try to fool you and say the Illuminati has been defeated. That's why they want you to know about the bankers. Now, whether these bankers actually committed suicide, I don't know. You know, maybe they did. Maybe they killed them off. But anyway, they're making it look like the bankers are jumping ship and all this. It's not the bankers, man. It's the royal blue bloodline families in Europe that's linked up to Satan, Lucifer. Those of you, Sinclair, Aldo Brandino, Breakspear, Borgia, Orsini, Farnese, Gaetana. How many can I go? Chagi. I'm probably killing the names, but... Paloma, something or another. There's like 13 of them. They're Roman, and they're Italian. Doggone it. That's what they are. They're not doggone Jews. Gosh, that irritates me to Dickens. Everybody gets stuck on this. It's the Jews. The Jews. And everybody keeps saying it's the Jews. They're tied up with the finances, and it's a Jewish conspiracy. I said, really? So you're telling me the Jews have a bloodline link, pharaohs of Egypt. That's rich. And you're telling me that the Jews that control the Vatican, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Killed 60,000 Jews in 1941. Okay. I got it. I understand. Yeah. You know, and the idiocy of it is just mind-boggling itself. Because the Christian identity says it's all Jews. Now, then I go the other way. Yeah, I know I can be facetious, but I say, okay, let's just assume it's Jews, all right? Jews run this world conspiracy. All right. So are they in league with the Muslims? Are they working together? Yeah, okay. So we won't go there. So what are you going to do about it now? We've all decided it's a Jewish conspiracy. Okay. So what do you suggest? Everybody's got a Bernstein or a Bilderberg or a Berger last name. You go out and kill them. Is that what you want to do? How are you going to solve it? And then what about the Irish that control their finances? Let them go scot-free? What about the Vatican? And they're not Jew. What are you going to let them? And they've been running all the wars. That's proven. The Jesuits, you ever heard of them? And yeah, you know. And then you got, you know, 50 to 68 million people murdered between 1200 and 1800 AD was not done by the Jews. You know. So what do you do today? You go out and hunt them all down? Hey, you Jew? Yeah, bang. Okay, well, what does that solve? I mean, really, it's almost like these people live in fantasy supremacist land. You know, you know, I could just go on with this facade, but charade. But it actually what it is, it's lunacy to focus everything on the Jews. Yeah, some Jews are involved. The tribe of Dan. Oh, yeah. Queen Elizabeth II is in that tribe. So was Hitler, Stalin, Churchill, all of our presidents. Those in the Merovingian bloodline alignment, come from the tribe of Dan. The tribe of Dan was the black sheep of the family, per se. Family of Jacob. Migrated to Greece, migrated up north. They also were intermingled by the fallen angels. The tribe of Dan. They got sent out of the 12 tribes of Jews, of Jacob, for the very thing they're doing today. Because they were given rich land in the tribe of Dan, in the area that they were given in Israel after Jacob. He put them in different places in Jerusalem, Israel. And they were given rich land, a little smaller than everybody else, but it's richer. Well, they didn't like that too much. So they started advancing other settlements. Conquering. And started doing some bad things. And simple said, they got exiled. You know, and so they just made up for it. Now you got the Khazars, Ashkenazi, and tribe of Dan. And Abraham was the first Jew. God made a covenant called the Abrahamic Covenant. It's documented, you know. It's not a theory. It's in the Bible. You know, and that began the first Jew. Jew came from Judea because that was the primary tribe. So then everybody was grouped into Judea to call Jews, no matter what they were. Oh, man, people just do their history. same kind of indicator in the Bible. People don't do the history on the Bibles. You see? So that's where that stands. You know, I could just go on about it. But tonight, Bible study, end times. And I covered rapture last night in a way that some people weren't expecting, but neither was I. But in a different kind of way. The rapture in a different aspect, instead of trying to figure out when it is, because it's not going to happen. To look at it from a different perspective of what it really is. You know. And tonight, I'm going to talk about some end times events and what to expect. And family hadn't happened yet. You know, the end times hadn't started yet. Now, do we have Jacob's trouble? Yeah. Is the beginning of end times? Absolutely is. They've got the technology. They've got the political system set up. They've got the falling away set up. They're getting ready to build that temple again. Everything's set up. But what the preachers aren't talking about is how the great falling away is really going to happen. And they're not connecting the UFO, extraterrestrial, New Age, Ascended Master criteria or introduction to the public. Oh, they've been laying the groundwork since... actually, 1700s. And then the first phase was Helena Blavatsky to set up the religion of the Antichrist. First phase was Helena Blavatsky. 1870s, 1890s. Second phase, called the as introductory phase, second phase was the intermediate phase was the Alice Bailey. '1919, 1946, thereabouts. And the third phase was 1975 until now was Michael Aquino. 1975, he invoked by ritual, the Prince of Darkness into this realm. Oh, it's all dark. It's all documented. That's what's going on. That's what the holidays are all about. Let me say it again. That's what the holidays are all about. It's this very thing I'm talking about right now. Man, people don't have a clue. Right under our noses. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and let's talk about some end times events as they're going to approach. Because right now they're trying to, Hagee's coming up with that nonsense about the four blood moons. There's no four blood moons. Can they make something happen? Sure. Is it going to be the real end times in the Bible? No. There's only one moon that turns blood red. That's in the sixth seal. You will not find another one. Or even two or three more. But you will find one. And that's it. It hadn't happened yet. It won't happen until 3.5 years into the tribulation itself. Revelation 6, 12 to 17. It's right there, you know. It's clear. You won't find that mentioned again. Anywhere. Yet Hagin pulled out of the sky. And Blitz, or whatever his name is. Sacred Name Movement. Political Zionist. Some kind of movement or organization, movement, secret society, whatever. Family, they're going down. And I'm trying to warn them. I'm not trying to blast them and all that. Who am I to blast anybody? I got my own troubles. I'm trying to warn them. Man, they're lied to. The secret society is going to be targeted. It is going to happen. Promise you, it's going to happen. And they're being lied to at the highest level of government. They're going to kill them. And if they die, their souls are going to go to hell. If they take Jesus as Savior, then the Holy Spirit will pull them away from the secret societies. Oh, you'll incur the wrath of man. You'll lose your favorite golfing partner or your favorite parking place, maybe even your job. But you won't lose your eternal life and salvation. Hey, it's not a trick question. And that could be any time. And I don't mean the return of Jesus Christ any time. I'm talking about if you have a heart attack, a stroke, die, fall, a hunting accident or a fishing accident, whatever. Nowadays, it looks like even in May, you may freeze to death. But anyway, I mean, you don't know when. Well, you don't have time to say, well, hold the die until I have time to repent. You may not have that time. Man, don't play with this. And if you belong to secret society, man, there's no way it could be good. It's impossible. And even in human standards, if you're secular, don't believe in supernatural, it's still evil. Y'all know better than that blood oath. Come on now. I mean, for goodness sakes alive, you know that can't be good. It's common sense on that one. Dedicated broadcast, and let's start talking about end times events. And certainly don't take my word for this. You need to study yourself. I make a mistake, man, tell me about it. But do have you back up on it. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not a theologian. Right now, I wouldn't go to a school of theology if they paid me to go. I wouldn't last more than about a week anyway. They'd have me kicked out. You know, yeah. Anyway. I wouldn't be quiet. You know that. And I wouldn't just sit there spouting all some other junk. I'd have to, so it's the way it is. Lord, we come today, pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, we pray that, Father, your Holy Spirit come down here, Lord. Touch our families, our loved ones, and those in need of healing. Those that need to be brought together. And Father, you'll touch their hearts and bring them together. Father, we know the time's short. We see the signs of the times coming today. But Father, to open up our eyes and our wisdom, discernment to give us to see these ends of the times and give us the courage to speak about it. Lord, to pull those people out of these secret societies, convict them of these blood oaths they've taken, that they can renounce it. Father, to give that spirit of forgiving themselves so they can forgive themselves for what they've ever done. They come back from Iraq and Afghanistan to be able to forgive themselves. You set up divine appointments that, Lord, that they'll meet someone or two or three in their life that's going to turn them around and to be there when they're ready to give their life to Jesus. Lord, we pray for the children that's going to be identified and picked up and kidnapped for these sacrifices, Wicca, and the Satanist. And Lord, to protect them, or Father, to bring them home, if that be the case, Lord, that your will be done. Father, to give comfort to the families where they'll have lost loved ones. And these tragedies, Lord, to bring families together. We pray tonight for the be able to do the Bible study. And we thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have. And Lord, to guide us when these things change and to bring about that change, Lord, that you will guide us to do the right thing and give us the words to speak to lead others to Jesus. And this we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I don't know about you all, but I know that the pressure is increasing in our daily lives and starting to do it exponentially, actually. Family, friends, work, Facebook, YouTube, whatever. They've got groups out there going out there turning people toward the new age, toward this name Yeshua, toward Yahweh, which is Satan spelled backwards. Absolutely is. Roman Catholicism is pulling people in by the droves, forming up an earth constitution has been done. I got copies of it. It's easy to find. I talked about it a couple of days ago. People are asking, is this for real? And I'm starting to say, where were you sleeping all your life? I said, why are you even talking about the conspiracy when you don't even, you know, what do you think, is this going to appear out of nowhere? And that's going to happen all of a sudden? No. They've been working on it for a long, long, long time. They're going hard at it. Well, what they're not talking about is this UFO, ascended masters, the hierarchy, the community. In the Bible, they're called the sons of God. Enoch, it's fallen angels. I don't support the book of Enoch. It was never written by Enoch. It has 80% some truth, I guess, 80% about the fallen angels. 20% is just nonsense. Never written by Enoch is not even possible. Enoch was taken at 365 years old. And they didn't put it in no ark and protect it or whatever. And when you say, well, it's in the Bible. Nope. The prophecy of Enoch is passed down word of mouth, but no book written by Enoch. So the book of Enoch is a Gnostic book, and it certainly didn't come from Enoch. Back in Cain, who was his first son, Enoch was. All of Cain's children were killed in the flood, drowned a whole lot of water. It's called the flood. You see. Fallen angels intermingle with daughters of man, created Nephilim, giants in the King James Bible. And we're not talking basketball players, tall and lanky. We're talking 20, 30, 40 foot. Full-bodied giants that were super strong. Oh, I know, the six fingers and toes and all that. Copper-based DNA and so forth. All this transpired. That's what the flood was all about, to get rid of them. Well, they come to us today as a masquerade as aliens. Today, because that's what we've been set up for since 1897. People will believe that because they are. I've talked about that too in my broadcast. I won't go down that rabbit hole right now. Did y'all hear that Mike Rupert committed suicide? I'm not believing that. Michael Rubarp, I believe, was killed, just like David Wilkerson. Kyle, the Navy SEAL sniper, he's assassinated, too, by using an MKUltra. Him and his buddy was killed by a fellow Marine who's helping on the rifle range, on the firing range. That never happens. Did this time. They're controlled. They couldn't let him run free. They start the New World Order. It's too dangerous. Some of the SEAL members they murdered too. Family, they're going after Masons as well. I'm telling you right now. It's going to happen. You better get right with the Lord. This thing's getting close to coming true. Well, the great falling away is going to be when the aliens say, we are your creators. You've had movies about this. So when you say it, to people in the public that don't know, oh, man, you saw that in the movie. Come on. You see, that's how they hide it. But now you got Billy Graham, of course, who's a Freemason, saying that there's aliens out there. You got the Pope. They're going to evangelize aliens. Yeah, right. I think God's got something else to say about that, because it ain't going to happen. Hell was created for the fallen angels and Satan. That was what hell was for in the first place. You see? And it just happens that those humans that follow them, turn away from God or lukewarm, they're going to end up there too. It's in the Bible. Simple as that. If I was you all, I wouldn't be playing around with it. If you're a Freemason. And you got troubles in your family, I just about tell you I know why. It's not going to go away anytime soon. Till you get rid of all that paraphernalia, rings, all this, that, and the other, and renounce the blood oath. Take Jesus as Savior. Otherwise, your life's going to be unsettled. You won't be able to sleep because the demons won't let you. And doing good deeds is not going to save you. Not going to alleviate it either on the long term. Man, don't play with this thing. Because we're not talking Walt Disney here. We're not talking some movie scenario. We're talking the real thing. And those demons are real. And God takes every word in his book, no pun intended, as gospel. They have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They must tell you. There's many reasons why. I don't see any reason now to go over those, but there's reasons why they tell you. In one case, they want to. In another case, they have to. So they do it in such ways as movies, TV, novels, comic books, cartoons, TV shows. And they link it up with a fictional storyline so you won't even know. They'll test it, too. They did in 1938. War of the Worlds broadcast was a test. Radio project, something like that, from Princeton University. 1937, it was commissioned. In 1938, they ran it. The one who did Wizard of Oz did the dialogue for Orson Welles to test and see if Americans would believe an extraterrestrial. Bill Cooper cites one small town that panicked so bad they shot holes in their water tower. Scared the dickens out of them. What they're trying to do is, the Calvinists especially, Calvinists and preterists, are trying to escalate, accelerate the end times events that's going to mask and bring on, and so you'll accept the coming of the hierarchy, the fallen angels, as a false prophet and the Antichrist. Maitreya and Sananda Emmanuel. They're going to use technology to put voices in the head. It's very simple, microwave transmissions. It is 30 or 40 years old. And your troops today, the military personnel, are hearing voices in their head like you would a MP3. It's technology. And everybody's trying to say it's the drugs and you're kind of crazy post-traumatic stress. You got Rykoff, some guy that's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, that's leading some kind of a group that's trying to help the vets. But no, he's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. It's to slow things down. Therefore, they control it. So what they're trying to do is accelerate the end times events so you'll accept the Antichrist. Because Sananda Emmanuel, look him up right now, Sananda, S-A-N-A-N-D-A, Sananda. And Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, is a fallen angel. But you'll find him listed as an ascended master of some sort. He looks like the Jesus Christ we think is Jesus Christ. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed. He is not blonde-haired, blue-eyed, the real Jesus. He's not at all. He's going to have dark skin. Hair like wool. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed fella. That'd be one of the fallen angels. The false prophet. And Maitreya. He fits in there somewhere with... as well. Y'all be ready for this disclosure. The main events that will be occurring, they'll be leading up to the second coming of Jesus Christ on our earth. The verses that pertain to the second coming of Christ are scattered throughout the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. The Bible's one unit. We have the inerrant Word of God in the King James Bible, proven over and over. Well, scattered throughout that Bible are prophecies of the end times events. And prophets of the Old Testament, writing almost word for word, same as like in the book of John in Revelation, and they never talked. It might have been 1,000 years before. And yet the words are the same. The prophecies are the same. That should count for something. You have to search them out and match them up like you would be pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. That to be exactly able to see what's coming and what's down the road. God makes you search for it. Sometimes he'll make you kind of cloudy, not understanding it. That's okay. You pray about it. Close the book up and keep it jogged down there a little bit. And before you know it, 2 or 3 days or 4 or whatever. Oh, I know what that meant. Or he'll show you something. You see. A little light bulb goes on. Blink, blink. That's how he works. Seek and then you shall find. Subject of end times, events is not an exception to. Now, a basic outline to start off with is perilous times will come. False Christs and false prophets will come to deceive even the very elect. That's where the Antichrist or the false prophet looks like Jesus Christ we think should look like, but it doesn't. The one we've seen all our lives, that's a fallen angel. Man, this is massive implications. I mean, you go to the average family member or church and say, man, look what I found out. What? Well, you see that picture up there? And he'll say, what? That one? Well, that's Jesus. No, that's a fallen angel named Sananda. Listen, they're going to lock you up before you put your finger down on the ground on your side. They're going to have you locked up. The deacons are going to already say, they're going to throw a bed sheet over you and carry you outside. But it's actually true. The Jesus we thought was Jesus, it's Sananda Manuel, a fallen angel. Easter's pagan. Oh, what world am I on? But it's all proven. It's true. Oh, I still like the chocolate bunnies. Huh. Milk chocolate. Don't tell nobody. But in any case, perilous times are going to come. You haven't seen nothing yet. Judgment's coming on this earth. And judgment's coming to America. Don't be placated by the period of false prosperity. Making jobs scarce, people scared, and all this and all that going on, and threats of war, and all, just like it says in the Bible. And then we got a peacetime. Illuminati's been defeated. Whew. Wow. Well, you better not wipe your brow too quick, because by the time you let your hand down, then shall quick destruction come. It's expected. Wars and rumors of wars. I don't explain that one. False Christs and false prophets will come to deceive even the very elect. Nation against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. Orchestrated by the Vatican. Let's get down to it. Increase in famines, pestilence, and earthquakes. Can you imagine going to Winn-Dixie, or they still exist? Anyway, Food Lion or whatever, and it is empty. I bet you Target, Sam's, and Walmart won't be, except there'll be a problem there. You're going to have barbed wire around the facilities, police towers, and you just line up on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to go get your food, water, and medicine. Boy, that'd be a change. No more Ruby Tuesday buffet or all-you-can-eat crab in Winston or anything like that. No, no, no. That's gone. We don't even have a clue on the average American. Now, there's a lot of Americans, or millions, I guess, that go hungry, even America. That shouldn't be. But it does. We'll answer for that. But America will be just like it will be in Africa. We'll be balkanized. What that means, balkanized, is it's already done in 1972. The plans were already set up to take apart the United States in 10 regions, 5 states each. And they will be controlled by Mexico, China, Canada, and UN. 4 areas, 4 regions. Further divide up in 10 each part of the country goes to one or the other. Lawlessness, immorality will abound. Oh, do I even have to explain that one? 17 plus states now have lifted the ban on homosexual marriages. Working on Oklahoma now. Bible Belt, you better watch out. You're going to be the first to go down. A whole lot of water. Focus of the part of the country that will be the main drive will be out west. Certainly Colorado. But Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, man, get ready. Illinois, Missouri, and Arkansas, look out. North Carolina, Virginia, Florida. You better get you all some rubber duckies and a whole lot of beef jerky and a football helmet for the head in case you get on rough water. All the way up to Delaware, New Jersey. Whole lot of water going to be there. When? I don't know when. When they get running. They've got maps of it. The love of many will grow cold. You got families killing families, members, children. One woman had 6 babies. She admits it. One of her old boyfriends or something was doing some work in the garage and found, you know, the 5 or 6 infants in boxes. She admits, we're talking witchcraft here. Abortion clinics. You're going to find some Wicca operating there. The baby blood and infants are looked as innocent when they're dead. Their bodies or blood can be consumed, according to them. Gives them more life. The life is in the blood. So if they, you got the point. Oh, if people that only knew. You find a lot of them are Wicca. Eastern Stars, some of them. Freemasonry. Not all Freemasons at all. They don't understand what's going on around them. Some Christians will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving, seducive spirits and doctrines of demons. Well, that's a given. There's your religions. Churches, holy laughter, holy drunkenness, kundalini, etc. All that's part of it. Rock and roll, rock music or something. Men will become lovers of self, lovers of money, mammon, unholy, proud, boasting, blasphemers, unloving, disobedient to parents, unforgiving, slandering, without self-control, brutal, traitors, headstrong, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, and unthankful. That's a whole laundry list. Holy Spirit will be poured out on all flesh. That time's yet to come. Gospel of Jesus Christ will be preached to the whole world, and then the end will come. And what about in lowly Amazon? That's God's business. And if he says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. God will open up end time prophecy for all to understand and interpret and to prepare for his second coming. They have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Well, God tells his prophets what they're going to do before he does it. Always. And the restoration of the Jewish people back to the state of Israel. Some places are having to register already. A rebuilding of the Jewish temple. A lot of theologians today say no. Well, the Bible says yeah. The rise of the Antichrist, false prophet, and a 10-nation confederacy which they will rule the world from. You know, there's your 10-nation confederacy. The 10 unions in the world. And then, thereabouts, the 7-year Great Tribulation. The Battle of Armageddon. Then the return of Jesus to this earth to set up a 1,000-year millennium kingdom. After the end of the 1,000 years, the judgment seat of Christ will have also passed away for those believers to be rewarded or just be in shame, but still there. Be glad you're there. In a supernatural place. The return of Jesus to the earth to set up a 1,000-year millennium kingdom. After that kingdom is a great white throne judgment. But before that, at the end of the 1,000-year millennium kingdom, will be the battle of Gog and Magog. Actual land battle. Satan will be released for a short season. He once again tempt the nations. Because they've not been tempted the whole 1,000 years. Because Satan was bound up. They'll have opportunity to make their choice. Apparently there's going to be many millions that's going to accept Satan. And that's the Battle of Armageddon. Battle of Armageddon is not Russia and China sweeping in. As a matter of fact, China's already here. Within by our own government. Controlled by the Jesuits. Well, they're going to come out of the woodwork and start doing martial law whenever it happens. But here's something they don't know. Unfortunately, I don't want to go there, but, you know, I don't want to say unfortunately, but what's going to happen to them also is they are going to wipe out every Chinese in the United States, soldiers, the military, Chinese military will be wiped out by the Illuminati. A lot of them don't even know this yet. Special weapons they've prepared to eliminate the Chinese DNA. In some way, they're going to wipe them out. And in China, they're going to decimate China and Russia. The old Roman Empire will rise up as a result of this war. China thinks they're going to get the new Atlantis. It ain't going to happen. They're going to be double-crossed with technology. And the old Roman Empire, with Turkey in the lead, will rise up. Turkey is the actual invading army of Israel in the second and the third world war that's yet to come. Second seal. It'll be Turkey, not Russia. And then you got the third, fourth, fifth seal, seventh seal, and then the first trumpet. Now you're into the second half of the tribulation, the great tribulation, heading toward the end of the 7-year tribulation. That leads you to the Battle of Armageddon. Armageddon is a battle, an actual battle between transhumanized supernatural force of Nephilim or whatever you want to call it against Jesus Christ, who's going to return. Now, do I have to tell you which one's going to win? I don't know how they fight, but the way I understand it is, by God's power, like he did in the flood, he's going to cause them to go against each other. Where do I get that from? Well, you'll find that Psalms in a prophecy, I believe it's Psalms 34:21. Yep. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Hadn't happened yet. It's going to. And now today, I talked about Easter. And both sides of Jesus, the criminals' legs were broken. So they no longer could push up and push down, push up, push down to get their breath. So they were suffocated. One went to heaven, one went to hell. Well, paradise, and another went to hell. Well, here's the point. They didn't break the legs of Jesus, because they're already dead. God made sure he died before that happened to fulfill prophecy. Here comes a rub. Is it a rub or something interesting? In the Old Testament, you're reading Psalms 34:19, and you're reading because you're doing your Bible study. And you read, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And then you run into Psalms 34:20, and out of nowhere. I mean, you could be reading all the way from Psalms 34:1 to 34:17, 18, 19, just doing your study. 18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saves much to be a contrite spirit. And many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. And then just out of nowhere, for no apparent reason, doesn't even go in with the verse. It just pops out like, huh? Psalms 34:21. Evil. I'm sorry. 34:20. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. You're like, what? You wouldn't have a clue what that meant at that point in time. But later, in the New Testament period, or maybe beyond that, when people are reading this, when the King James, or the first Bible was ever printed, assuming that's what they had, King James definitely has it. You recognize that as, wow, that's a prophecy of Jesus, for Jesus. Wow. That's what it is. Someone back in Psalms period would have no clue what that meant. It's a little prophecy. See, God puts these little nuggets throughout the Bible. It's not a Bible code, neither. God never intended us to have a computer to read the Bible and to have the power of being able to decipher for other people. It's like in the Catholic Church, in the Superman telephone booth. You sit there and you I don't know, admit all your sins to some guy you don't even know across the other side, confessional. To who? Maybe he's got his own problems. Why would I admit to him anything? That don't make a lick of sense. Catholic Church came up with that sucker to get information about where people were hiding and all this and all that. That's the purpose of that family. Come on now. So out of nowhere, it says he keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous will be desolate. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants. None of them that trust in him shall be desolate. That's one of the most amazing. Just out of nowhere, it says he keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. I was reading that one day. I said, huh? Where'd that come from? I said, wow, that's a prophecy of Jesus. That's amazing. After the 1,000-year millennium, Gog and Magog, after Satan's released for a short season, they make another mistake. They go up against God, thinking they got one last chance. And it is one last chance, except it's not a chance. It's the last time. He's defeated, and he, the Antichrist, excuse me, and Satan, is thrown into the fire for an eternity. Can you, family, that's almost unfathomable. Unfathomable. I have trouble saying that word. It's that syllable in the wrong syllable. Anyway, family, this is serious stuff. Serious stuff. You can't imagine what that would be like. An eternity. A fire that never consumes. Jesus took all of our punishment, so we wouldn't have to go through that. Death in the FEMA camps is between 1 and 10 days. They're not going to try to feed you for 5 years as a prisoner of war. You've got to be kidding me. Ideas to get rid of you and come up with a DNA clone. That's another story. Battle of Armageddon. 1,000-year reign. After the Gog and Magog is defeated, the new heaven and new earth will be formed. The fallen angels, so-called Illuminati and all this, are going to come here and say, we stopped the chemtrails. No more vaccines. We have free energy. We have efficient. You see what's going to happen? We're going to clean up all the rivers by changing the frequency of vibration and this and the other. And they'll do it. Tips, you got to go on a digital tattoo. That's a problem. They asked Gospel of Matthew, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age? Jesus said unto them, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ. And many will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in various places. And this says, those... all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. That takes us past pre-trib, don't it? And you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Then many will be offended, will betray one another, will hate one another. I mean, like, what else is new, right? Then many false prophets are going to rise up and deceive everybody that want to listen. Lawlessness will abound, and the love of many will grow cold. But he that endures to the end shall be saved. Matthew 24, 3 to 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all of the nations. And then the end will come. He tells you. Right there it is. Like Oprah says, you know. So you're telling me that God's going to preach to everybody on the earth? I'd say yes. That's what it says there. What if some far corner that there's not going to be such a thing? If God says that's going to be preached in all the world, that you can count on. For false Christs and false prophets will arise, show great signs and wonders, so as to deceive, if possible, the elect. You know, in 2 Timothy 3:1, Paul also talks about how bad the state of man's going to be in the latter days of with 2 Timothy 3:1. You know, I don't see this as negative. I just see it as what is real. Oh, Tom, you're so negative. No, I'm just reading the scripture. You know, get people ready for it. At least my little sphere of influence a little bit. Second Timothy 3:1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, that's homosexuals, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good. Oh, it just keeps going. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from which some such turn away. So, Paul actually states in the latter days that some Christians will be departing from the faith. And the churches are helping him do that by messing up with scripture, arguing, debating, all sort of thing. Debating is the worst thing you can do. Matter of fact, it's against debating in the Bible. It says debating as part of fornication, murder, includes in debate. It's there. I make it up. So, the verse about the end time prophecy that's being set up, sealed up, till the end of June, in which time the verse implies that God will be opening it up, our understanding of it. This is an angel speaking to Daniel in the Old Testament. This God done giving him visions and knowledge of what was to come in the end of times. He said, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." So, everything I've talked about so far, these are pretty much the signs that will start to take place as you get the approach to Jesus Christ's second coming on this earth. Now, in this order, you've got these events in order. In Germany, or in the middle of the tribulation, not Germany, worldwide, there's an event going to happen in the middle of the Great Tribulation called the Abomination of Desolation. And once these events described in the Bible take place, the Bible tells us that there will be exactly 42 months before Jesus comes back to earth in his second coming. That's about 3.5 years from the time of this one event. The abomination of desolation will be when the Antichrist seats himself on the rebuilt Jewish temple. And you say, what means is rebuilt? Well, they're going to tear it down and rebuild it back again. It's been torn down. They got to rebuild it. He'll proclaim himself to be God. That's why I say cease sacrifices. I am God. I'm here. You don't have to sacrifice anymore. Well, we know how that goes. So, this is the event that's already occurred in some cases in 70 AD, but yet to happen again. The restoration of the Jewish people. Has several implications. The Jewish people were pretty much dispersed throughout the entire world after 70 AD. And the Romans destroyed their temple, and they were scattered throughout the whole world, as prophesied in the Old Testament, as a result of their failure to get their act together. And that with God. God the Father pronounced judgment, therefore, on the Jewish people. Especially as they get near to the end of the Old Testament. However, God then says, after pronouncing his severe judgment on them, that he will still be their God. And he will still keep the original pact and covenant that he actually made with them. With Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that he would bring them back to Lot, bring them back to their homeland of Israel at the end of the time, shortly before Jesus would come back to our earth for his second coming. They're having to start to register now in certain places. Amos 9, 14 and 15. In Amos 9:14-15, and I will bring against the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their island, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I've given them, saith the Lord thy God. And even in Isaiah 11:11-12. It shall come to pass that in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Petros and then from Cush, from Elam and from Shinar and from the Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And lastly, he shall rise up an ensign for the nations, shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, shall gather together dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. In other words, they're heading back home. Zionists are going to be ousted. Real Jews will take over. Then comes Actually, there's a major event that occurred 5/14/1948. After the German Holocaust that did exist and did happen, Jewish people from all over the world started coming back to their native homeland in Israel, were able to reestablish it as their homeland on 5/14/48. Then on 67, they recaptured the city of Jerusalem. That's what's called the Six-Day War. However, they were not able to recover the Temple Mount, which is where they wanted to rebuild their Holy Temple once again. Going back to Hebrew roots. So when Jesus talks about parables, he comes out with it here. He uses this analogy of the fig tree when talking about this, actually. He says the generation that sees these restoration things take place, these events, with the Jewish people will not pass away until he comes back for the second time. So it's a very good chance that you could witness the return of Jesus back to our earth, even baby boomers. Since this is earth, it's based on time. I can't imagine what time he'd come. It'd be about 100 years or maybe a little less, but if so, the second coming would occur in time between now and the, well, they put out a date, 2048. I know 2025 is a major year to bring in the hierarchy and the children that's being developed. Then you got the rebuilding of the Jewish temple. Jewish people are able to recover their homeland in Israel and their main city of Jerusalem. And they were not able to recover the Temple Mount, though. Okay. Recaptured it. We know about that. And it was to be rebuilt again. And the first temple was built by King Solomon in the Old Testament, destroyed in about 586 B.C. The temple was then rebuilt a second time in 26 B.C. And then once more destroyed by the Romans in 70 A.D. That's when the Jews were dispersed out of Rome and then into all the other nations of the world as a result of God's judgment on them. Jews were God's chosen people. And when they fell away from him, he judged them hard. Hint, hint. As a people and the nation. The temple has to be rebuilt once again. Because there's an event involving the Antichrist that's going to step in the royal city and commit the abomination of desolation. And then you could just about from that point on start counting down. Now you got an idea of 42 months when before Jesus comes back, you'll know the season. What the Antichrist does in this event is to seat himself up in the temple of God. Like in Isaiah 14:12. He'll proclaim himself to be God. From that point on, second half of the tribulation takes place, which will then have the great persecution of Jews and Christians the world's ever seen. World War II. Bring about a population reduction. Political Zionists versus Islam. And then toward the end of it are those that proclaim being Christians. Well, chop, chop. Actually, they got these chambers that disassembles your molecules. It's advanced, obviously. Put you in there naked. They do the zap on you. disassembles your molecules. I'm not sure how the radiation works, but that's what I'm told it happens. Which would leave, because it's, oh yeah. Because it's not adjusted to frequencies of metals. So the metal would remain in the place. You'd have like, wow, they just come in and sweep it all up. Next. Yeah. And so the Antichrist is going to establish some kind of peace treaty or covenant with Israel. He'll then allow the building of the temple. Hadn't started yet. And once that's completed, he's going to break his pact with Israel, seat himself in the temple, proclaim himself to be God. Now, they say it may take about 2 years to rebuild the temple. Could be very shorter than that. And, well, you know about the double cross, Second World War, Third World War, excuse me. And that can happen throughout the last first half of the 7 year tribulation. And they like to brag about what they've done. But think about it. The devil's always liked to play like he's God, to have his throne for his own. Now he'll get this one, an only chance to be able to rule the entire world through his coming Antichrist. The Antichrist will be the physical vehicle. The Antichrist will be under the guidance and influence of Satan, and Satan, through the Antichrist, will seat himself in God's holy temple. And that will be for the next 3.5 years. But there's a rub to it. That's the trumpet judgments. It's not going to be a pleasant reign. No pun intended. And from that position, we'll start the greatest mass slaughter of Jews and Christians that the world's ever seen. He'll kill 2/3 of the Jewish people. And the persecution will be worse than the German Holocaust or the Ustasha in Croatia. So the bottom line is, the Jewish temple has to be rebuilt. And then when they do that, they'll start the sacrifices of animals. That's a slap in the face of Jesus. You see. It'll also serve as a key main event for the rest of the world to lock in on, and it will tell us exactly how much time he got before Jesus comes back and what season. Equaled about 42 months. But only when that happens. That's why there's no need to sit in here trying to figure it out. I'm a pre-tribber. I'm a post-tribber. I'm a mid-tribber. Mama's saying bass, dad's saying tenor, and I'm a post-tribber, and let's get on in there. Listen, you don't know what it's going to be. Nobody knows. Until the first seal is broken. And when's that? Falling away in the Antichrist is revealed. Now start doing your timing. And if it goes into a war, second seal, you're going to be a little busy about figuring things out, if not already dead. And dead, you're born again, don't make a lick of difference. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Your body goes to sleep in the ground or wherever, a mass grave or actually whatever it is, but your soul and your spirit goes to be with God. If you're not born again, you didn't get that ticket, so to speak, you're going to hell. Then comes the rise of the Antichrist, false prophet, and the 10-nation confederacy. Unholy Trinity will be Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. Now, when you look in the book of Revelation, Satan is called the dragon. He's always wanted to be like God, if not God himself. And this will be his one and only chance to play God in the last 7 years on earth, but it's not going to be pleasant. Satan will take the role of a God the Father position. He'll take the role of Jesus. He'll take the role of the Christ, which is New Age, Bodhisattva, Krishna, Prince of Peace, Maitreya. I said the Christ, didn't I? He'll fill all those positions, Imamadi, in one man. Wouldn't that be a hoot if it's a woman? Anyway, it does say 666 is a mark of a man. So Satan will take the role of God the Father. The Antichrist, not Emmanuel, will take the role of Jesus. And the false prophet will take the role of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit's job is to lead people to Jesus. And the same way, the false prophet will be the one to lead the world to serve the Antichrist. He'll be instrumental in arranging for people to have the mark of the beast, which is, well, I believe, to be the digital tattoo eventually to be put on. Matter of fact, the tattoo can be in different kinds of... It's like a tattoo. So little kids or teenagers, whatever, say, oh, I want a Superman. I want that Superman tattoo right here on my arm, on my hand or whatever. That's what they already got going on. It's a tattoo, and you can't take the darn thing off either. Be integrated into your body. The 10-nation confederacy will be 10 nations or 10 unions that the Antichrist and false prophet will rule from. They've already got that set up. It will be, as I said before, the revived Holy Roman Empire. And that does not include Russia and China. So where are you going to be, Russia and China? I'll tell you where. You're going to be dead. They have a device or means by which they can attack certain ethnic groups. They could either spray or probably, I think what it is a frequency vibration. So you got a flash mob of different people. And in that flash mob, you want to kill all Caucasians. Or you want to kill all Chinese. Well, they can do that. It's weird stuff. They can create a disease to kill just one person if you know your DNA. The Antichrist is called the beast, the lawless one, man of sin, son of perdition. The first verse is right out of the book of Revelation. I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads as 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his head was a blasphemous name, and the dragon gave him power, throne, and great authority. Where's that come from? Well, that's what's telling us. So where did Godzilla come from? See what they're doing? They got every base covered, except they still lose. That's what the Godzilla, beast out of the ocean. It's all in the movies to cover every aspect. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. On his horns, 10 crowns, and on his head, a blasphemous name. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. It says along there that one of the heads had been mortally wounded, and then the deadly wound was healed. Oh, man, that's tricky. All the world marveled and followed the beast. They worshipped the dragon who had give authority to the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast, who is able to make war with him? He is given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he is given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It is granted to him to make war with the saints and to actually overcome them. And authority was given to him in every tribe, tongue, and nation. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him whose name was not written in the book of life of the Lamb that was slain on the foundations of the world. Jesus is the Lamb. So now, step back and notice here. Satan is the one who arranges to give full power to the Antichrist to be able to rule with the power and authority that he'll leave him. So that verse literally tells us pretty much that the Antichrist will have full rule over the entire world for a short period of time before Jesus finally comes back to defeat him. Family, don't you know, got a lot going on here. A lot's yet to happen. And they're trying to get people to believe it's already happened. In some cases, we're already halfway through it. Well, we got a long ways to go. But here's the rub on that one. It can start any time. And when it does, it's going to accelerate quite rapidly. Now, you've got, this UFO card that's going to be played out. That's going to create the great falling away. And why would the disclosure be occurring? Now, we talked to you all about what Reagan said, how we might have a, you know, an alien invasion and how it would bring people together and so forth. But it says in such a way that you think, well, oh, that's just neat. Little metaphor. Well, it's not just a metaphor. The arrival of our galactic brethren, or brothers, they say. The Indians said brothers, space brothers or something. In millions of cloaked spacecraft around the Earth, has had all kinds of explanations. I've heard one where this the benevolent race will chase away the evil one. Well, that's going to be the fallen angels. It's like, you know, you want to be a hero, right? So you pay two guys to burglarize or assault somebody. You pay them $100. Say, look, you see that person over there? Or that woman? Say, I want to get her to like me, okay? So I'm going to pay you $100, $50 each. If you go up there and accost her a little bit and grab the pocketbook, so I'm going to come up and stand up against you, and you're going to run and flee. I give you $100. You see, that's what's going on. So when they show up, whoever gets rid of the Illuminati, all the Illuminati is going to do is simply be the dialectic. They'll collect later. Reptilians, David Icke, reptilian thing, they're still just demons taking that shape and form. And the great white brotherhood, the Anunnaki or whatever they are going to be the good guys. That's being set up already. Now, I mentioned this earlier today in my broadcast. Yep, there it is. David Wilcock, a New Ager, the plan to take down the Illuminati, and another one, was they had a plan to take down the Illuminati. We won't take them down. You have a news, kind of a YouTube presentation, and they're serious about it, but here's the problem. The Rockefeller, is such a setup, comes out of an airport in a wheelchair. Some guy's pushing him in a wheelchair at the airport, in a busy part of the airport, and some kid with a camera, some other kid, whatever, start going up to, within, you can almost reach out and touch. You're not going to get away with this, Mr. Rockefeller. You're going to, New World Order, going to blah, 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 till they push them in the car. And family, it's so made up, it's not even funny. It's all scripted out, just like the Bundy Ranch. It's all scripted. Made it look like Rockefellers are easy to get to. That they're just like one of us. Well, no. But God's going to take them down. But that little segment, and went viral and all that, is to see, look, we can defeat them. Like the feds are being fed, no pun intended there, but that 200 Fed agents is all you're going to get. Well, they're not telling you about the Chinese and Russian military. Whoa, we're already about there to end of the program tonight. The short-term explanation goes back to the Second World War when we exploded the atomic bomb. That's why they're here. And that explosion caused death and destruction in other dimensions of space, they're going to say, and brought extraterrestrials here to persuade Earth's government to stop using these weapons. Then why did they give us atomic energy in the first place? Anyway. Oh, they're going to say the bad aliens gave it to you. Oh, this is not TV, man. This is what they got set up. Oh, this is crazy. People buy off on this, too. I had a preacher tell me, I said, you know there can't be any aliens out there. He said, look, his head snapped. I swear I heard his eyeballs pop. Snap, snap, click, sir. He said, Tom, I said, what? He said, there's no aliens out there. There's aliens. I said, no, Pastor, there's no aliens. Come on. And one of the ones in the Bible study said, yeah, of course they are. I said, no, there's not. What about original sin? That kills it right there. Oh, they got mad at me, but that's okay. E.T., come home. Get you a lot of Reese's Pieces. Christians are going to freak out when this happens. The long-term reasons why the Galactics, they call themselves, but they're fallen angels, are here, are connected with the divine plan for this area. They say, while it may be difficult to believe, that the era that the Hindus call Kali Yuga is ending and the era they call the Satyuga or Golden Age is beginning, the evolution of mankind. And animals are supposed to be affected by it too. According to them. It's a shift from the Piscean Age to the Aquarian Age. Just another way of talking about the same event. And, of course, the Mayans come up, which is nonsense. They sacrificed children anyway. They did. The Mayans also agree that the calendar that they've been custodians of for many centuries shows a cycle of many thousands of years ending in 2011-2012. Oops, we got a problem here. It's 2014. Imagine that. And so the close this close of this era that they said would happen was supposed to be a global transformation. Whoa, family, we're there. What happened to the time? We'll get into it next week some more. Its disclosure is important. Nasara, forgiveness of debt. National Economic Security and Reformation Act. I'm not sure where that is right now, but they're going to sneak it in on people to pay people off. Peace and safety. I'm not real familiar with how they're going to sneak it in, but they got to placate a fake pre-trib rapture, and you got yourself a falling away. I start doing some studying, research, praying, fasting. Get close to God than ever before. Because they're getting ready to pull a sneaky. I'm not sure when, but they're going to get around to it. And it's going to be galactic. Fool a whole lot of people. And when you start telling people, these aren't aliens, these are fallen angels, do the math on that. Here come the men in white suits. Well, family, have a great night tonight, this weekend. Drive carefully. And nobody's going to be able to predict when this is going to happen. Just know that when it does happen, you'll be able to identify it and recognize it. And pray for each other. Pray for your families. Well, y'all have a great night. And through Jesus Christ, rest in His rest. It's in Hebrews. It's not talking about the Sabbath. Try to say that the Sabbath is still binding, but it's not. Any day is okay. The Sabbath on one day or the other, specifically, was a Hebrew requirement, was made for Gentiles. Jesus Christ fulfilled that. He didn't abolish it now. He fulfilled the Sabbath. I'm not going to get into that right now in detail. I've talked about it before. I've got it on my website. Oh, my website is watchmanforjesus.com. My archives will be up later on tonight. Let y'all know, too, that John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, broadcasts this on a regular basis. Randomly, of course. Highportradio.net. He's up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And those of you up there in that area, just get in touch with John and see how he's doing with his radio program and network. And he's trying to establish it and build it up. So y'all go ahead and do that if you'd like. When Jesus says... When Paul or whoever wrote Hebrews says, there remains therefore rest for the people of God. He's not talking about the Sabbath. The writer here of Hebrews using a different word for rest, sabbatismos. And that's related to the word Sabbath. And what it does, it's referring here not to Sabbath day, but it's referring to eternal rest, which will be enjoyed by all who've been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. It's a Sabbath keeping that will never end. Not the Sabbath per day, like it was in the Old Testament. That's the trick to that one. Oh, they get you on that when you talk about the Sabbath. Calvinists especially, Seventh-day Adventists. Anyway. Lord, we thank you tonight for being able to come together in the name of your Son, Jesus, for this Bible study. Lord, touch each one listening and those of us, that, Father, that's here, that with your holy word, heal our families, lead us in the right path, convict us when we're sinful. And Father, give us that wisdom, discernment, that we can see the end times coming. And Father, the courage and the words to speak in divine appointments. Protect our children, protect our veterans, Lord. And Father, prepare us for the end times to come. We thank you, Lord, for today, our opportunity, our network. And Father, most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, amen. Family, we're there, y'all. And you have a great evening. Be careful this weekend. Drive careful. And know that Jesus Christ is alive. It's not going to be easy. I don't know when this is going to happen. I have no idea. It could be the next generation. It could be they're not ready yet. It could be extended another generation or another year, another 6 months or whatever. I don't know. You'll know when it starts, that's for sure. But don't let them put fear in you, man. Come on. Live your life, but live it with Christ. That's the difference. Y'all have a great night. Great weekend. Drive careful. This is the Watchman. Signing off.
Just melt into peace. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. And I'm forgiven. Heaven's love is mine.
Good night. God bless. We're signing off. Good night.